Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Abigail Petonis. Welcome, Abigail.
Hello.
Great to have you. Abigail is a senior at Franciscan University of Steubenville and has just recently taken on a new job with the Diocese of Columbus. But before we hear more about Abigail, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in this day and the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Strengthen and renew us, pour forth your Spirit upon us, and guide us this day through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So, Abigail, as always, as we kind of begin these series of conversations, it's nice to kind of hear what your story is, how you came to know the Lord. So maybe you could share with us.
Yeah, definitely. So I grew up in a normal Catholic family, I would say. I was baptized as a baby. I moved around a lot as a kid, so I never really had a central group of friends. My parents met each other in kindergarten, so I always joke with them in saying that, you know, I'll never get my kindergarten love like they did. But normal Catholic family, but wasn't super like into my faith, I would say, until high school. Went to Catholic grade school from fourth to, I always say now because I go to Franciscan. I was never super like into my faith until high school. I like to say that I was a punk in high school in my like freshman and sophomore years. I worshiped a lot of other things other than God. Soccer was a big one. Boys were another one, and like myself. And my friend invited me to youth group, and I said, absolutely not. And she was like, but it's my birthday. And I said, fine, I'll go to youth group for your birthday. Went to youth group, and there were these super happy people that really loved Jesus. And I was like, what is that? I went up to the youth minister. I didn't know he was the youth minister, but I was like, why are you so happy? And he was like, well, let me tell you. And he told me, and he just kept inviting me back. It wasn't in a super like shoving the Bible down my throat, but it was just in a gentle way of loving me. And then I went to the Steubenville Youth Conferences, which is how I found out about Franciscan. I stepped off the bus, looked at CTK, looked at my youth minister and said, I'm going to college here as a freshman in high school. And so that was my goal, was to go to Franciscan. I didn't even like theology that much, but in that moment I chose to study theology in that very moment. And I had to go home from the conference after a radical encounter with the Lord, and I had to change everything. I had to change my friend group and who I talked to at school just because they weren't the ones that were fulfilling me anymore, and I realized that. And then come senior year, I was in two youth groups. I was on a core team for both of them and headed off to Franciscan. So that's kind of how... yeah, my story's gone.
Excellent. So what parish did you grow up at? Like, were you in kind of first went to youth ministry?
So I started going to youth group at St. Joan of Arc. And then because I'm originally from St. Michael Parish. We moved to Columbus when I was 12. So in 2012, wasn't in high school yet, so I couldn't go to youth group. But in high school, St. Michael's didn't have a youth group yet. So I went to St. Joan of Arc. And then once St. Michael's got a youth minister, I went to both because one was on Sunday night and one was on Wednesday night. So I was able to kind of do both and hang out at both.
So those were the two youth groups that you were a core member of.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Franciscan University, the youth conferences. So I think several parishes in the diocese send youth there, and Franciscan U has several conferences over the summer. Most of them are kind of youth oriented. I do know like there's a priest, deacon, seminarian one, and there's also like a catechist one, the Don Bosco conference. But what are these sort of youth Franciscan youth conferences like?
Yeah, so I actually worked for them over the summer. I ran their social media, and so I got to see a lot more behind-the-scenes work of what went on. And it was so funny just to, like, see, like, the high schoolers encounter Christ and think, like, oh, my gosh, that was me, like, you know, 5 years ago. But Yeah, so I guess the mission of Steubenville Conferences is to just have a radical encounter with Christ. It is, unfortunately, like such a short time, but it's, I would say that they do it so well in a way that is not done. I don't want to say not done in most parishes, but they definitely open the door to a lot of high schoolers' hearts of just like through the Mass and through confession. I know for me, my first youth conference, I met speakers like Leah Darrow, Lisa Cotter, and Father Dave Plavanka, and had a radical encounter with the Lord in confession with Father Dave. And they're just so personal in the way that they do it, even though it is on a much bigger scale, but making the Mass interesting. I would compare it to, I think, in like the Columbus Catholic world of kind of a shorter experience of Catholic Youth Summer Camp is what I would compare it to.
How long are the conferences usually?
Friday to Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So let's dig a little deeper into this, your own particular experience. So you go with your youth group to this conference at Steubenville, and you mentioned that you had this sort of radical encounter with the Lord. So what happened?
Yeah, so Saturday night is kind of like the big adoration night with a Holy Hour procession. And the whole weekend, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so fun. Like, I'm going to come here for college. This is how it's going to be. There's so many holy people around. And I remember sitting in adoration. And whenever I went to adoration before, it was like silent and boring and, you know, which is still very good now that I, you know, I'm grown up now. But I remember sitting in adoration and I was like, Jesus doesn't see me. Like, and so many things are going around me that I'm overwhelmed, and I just like sit on the ground and I'm like, this is not where I want to be right now. And I remember thinking to myself, like, Jesus, you really have to show me that like you see only me in this room. And I remember I was just like sitting there with my eyes closed, and I looked up, and Father Dave, who now is one of my really good friends, but he was processing around with Jesus, and he stopped right in front of me for like, I would say like 30 seconds, and Jesus was like 6 inches away from my face. And in that moment, I was like, okay, like, I get it. Like, you see me and only me in this room of 3,000 people. And, like, he basically was, my youth minister had asked me later, like, 5 minutes later, he was like, ask the Lord, like, what he thinks of you. And so I did, and that was the first time that I heard the voice of the Father. And he said, you're my beloved. And so, yeah, so just, like, that radical encounter of, like, that one special word that, like, he didn't call anyone else in the room beloved except for me that day.
You know, it is interesting. I think that so many people's encounters, especially those sort of powerful initial encounters, there is kind of a sign of the Lord's particular love for us, almost that he's created the whole universe with us in mind. And I, you know, if you look back, I think, at the gospel accounts of how the apostles or like Mary Magdalene, encountered the Lord, there is this sort of particularness about it, not just like personal, yeah, but that where they really recognize the Lord's particular love for them.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like, I think, an essential element in our journey.
Yeah.
Now, you continued at Franciscan U. So after high school, where did you go to high school at?
Bishop Watterson.
Bishop Watterson. So another Watterson product.
Yes.
So you went to Franciscan U, and probably we'll talk a little bit more about kind of your experiences there subsequently. But I guess leading up to going to Steubenville. So after you've had this experience, this encounter experience, how was that sort of sustained when you came back to Columbus in for the rest of your high school years?
Yeah, I definitely, I would say, had a rocky, I went to youth conferences all 4 years. So I would kind of, in all honesty, I would fall into a pit again around the middle of the year. And then youth conference season would come up and my prayer life would get rebooted and restarted. And it kind of was just this cycle. And I would say it didn't officially, I think, stick until I went to Franciscan.
Yeah. That, I think, it's a great challenge that we face is after having these sort of mountaintop experiences is to sustain it.
Yeah.
And a lot of parish programming, you know, great experiences happen, say, at like Damascus or at Franciscan U, but then how to maintain it. And hopefully, you know, ideally people are plugged into programming at the level of the parish that's good and strong and that can sustain them and continue to form them. The encounter experience that we have really is the beginning. And we need this sort of ongoing formation and support, which hopefully the parish is where we get it. But sometimes it's not the case.
Yeah, definitely. I would say the like word like metanoia of like ongoing conversion you like constantly need in your life. And like I'm still going through it as an almost college graduate. Like my prayer life is still not perfect. And I've been at Franciscan for 4 years. So you like still need that ongoing forming and ongoing faith life in your life, I would say.
You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Abigail Petonis. She is a senior at Franciscan University in Steubenville. As we wrap up, let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, strengthen and renew us. Give us the support that we need to live this radical call to discipleship. Give us that support which we need for ongoing disciple formation, that the graces of our encountering of Jesus Christ may be strengthened and renewed each day through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Until next time, peace and all good.